Today, you're going to learn about four different custom trained GPTs to scale your real estate business and streamline your marketing with AI. Welcome to This Week in Marketing. My name is Jason Pantana. I'm your host, and I'm so glad you've tuned in today to talk about AI, specifically a feature inside of ChatGPT Plus. ChatGPT Plus is the paid subscription, about 20 bucks a month, that gives you access to lots of other bells and whistles and features within ChatGPT. Now, ChatGPT, I'm sure you're familiar, is a chatbot, and you're effectively chatting with a bot that's been already trained on lots and lots and lots of data. That's called a large language model. That's what you're really interacting with. But within ChatGPT Plus, the service gives you the ability to train your own GPT. What does that mean? Well, that means you can layer your own proprietary information on top of what it already knows. So the large language model that is ChatGPT-4, the underlying model that is what you're talking to in ChatGPT, has already been trained on lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of data, limited up until April of 2023. But with custom trained GPTs, you can layer your own training data on top of what it already knows, thus enabling it to do a lot more nuanced tasks, maybe sound more like you in its writing and so forth. So today we're going to talk about four specific custom trained GPTs that are going to level up your marketing mix as a real estate professional in your local area. Now, a bit more context in terms of how to train a custom GPT, and then I'm going to talk about what the four GPTs that you should train are so you can roll those into your marketing. First and foremost, when you log into your ChatGPT account, on that left-hand sidebar, you're going to see a section called Explore GPTs. This is effectively an app store, so to speak, whereby you can explore other custom-trained GPTs that have been created by others. Companies like Canva, for instance, have layered their own training data over top of the large language model that is ChatGPT-4 so that you as a user can experience their training data with its and ask it questions and do work in a much more nuanced way because it has special optics and insight into Canva, so to speak. So right now there are lots of GPTs that you can effectively install into your account and use those GPTs for different more specialized tasks. However, you can also create your own GPTs in the section dubbed My GPTs. All you have to do is click on your little account name in the lower left-hand corner, then click on My GPTs, and then it gives you an easy big button that says create a custom trained GPT. So when you click to create your own custom GPT, it will then give you two ways of doing it. One is called create. You can slide the little toggle to the left and it says create. And when you create it, you're effectively having a conversation with ChatGPT and you're telling it what you want the custom trained GPT to do. It's asking you questions and effectively it's onboarding you as you then proceed to train your custom GPT. That's the easiest way to do it, is literally to have a long conversation with ChatGPT as you have this specific use case in mind for a custom trained GPT, and it's gonna walk you through what it needs in order to perform at the highest level. The other option is what's called configure mode. So there's a toggle at the top of the creation of a custom trained GPT, create or configure. Configure is a little bit more straightforward, but it's gonna put more of the burden of coming up with what you're gonna train it on you. And it's gonna ask you for what's this GPT called. You can use DALL-E to create a custom little favicon or icon that's gonna be the sort of logo or app icon, if you will, of your GPT. You can give it a description, like I said, and then also you can give it a list of instructions. There is an open response spot where you can just type and type and type and type and include lots of different words in the instruction spot. And this is where you're effectively telling this GPT what it does, giving it a limited scope of use in terms of when somebody activates or turns on this GPT specifically, it's for doing something in particular. And I'm going to talk about that in a second. And then in the lower sections, what's so cool about it is it lets you upload knowledge. So you can upload PDFs, spreadsheets, all kinds of different files that could maybe give it more rich context. You can train it on your data so maybe it can sound like you. For instance, and I'll talk about this in a bit, one of the use cases for me that I use is a custom trained GPT to help write blog posts. I uploaded an XML of every blog I've ever written so it could learn to adapt its tone, style, diction, voice, and so forth to sound like me based upon the sample, the huge sample I gave it. So you have the ability to upload custom trained data so that it can learn from that data. And then last, you can create specific what are called conversation starters. They're prompts. It's almost like a menu of when I press this button, it will do this specific task. You might have noticed already when you log into ChatGPT, right above the little message dialog box, there are quick start conversations where they're designed to get the conversation prompted or started to give you ideas of what you could do with GPT-4. Well, in your custom GPT, you can create your own menu there of buttons so that if you or anybody else uses the custom trained GPT, it can do a specific task or function based upon how you program it in the instructions. And I gotta tell you, the word program is not really right. More like tell it what to do. There is no like software language. We're not programming anything per se. We're just writing instructions to give it details about what you want it to do. Now, when you save your custom GPT, you can save it for only you to use, or you can make it that anybody with a link can use it, or you can make it available in the GPT store where anybody can download it and use it in their own respective way based upon how you've trained that custom GPT. Now, the more thorough your instructions are, the better, because you're gonna wanna give it a really, really strong sense of what it can do. If you give it a loose sense of what it's supposed to do, it's gonna kind of invent on its own and fill in the missing gaps. So a good use case is even if going back to those two modes, create or configure, create may be the easiest way for you to make one of these because it's going to go through a conversation with you, drawing out from you all the information it needs for detailed instructions. However, if you choose to use the configure mode to create your custom trained GPT, I would also encourage that you open up another tab on your browser and have another conversation going with ChatGPT-4 to have it help you craft the most specific detailed instructions to program, and I'm using that word program improperly, but to tell your GPT how it's supposed to function, what it's supposed to do. This combination of instructions and knowledge is what we call training your custom GPT. Now, you may be listening to this or watching this and like, my head hurts, oh my goodness. Let's make it really super simple. When you pay for ChatGPT Plus, you have the ability to train your own GPTs. What that means is you get the underlying GPT-4 model, which is what you know ChatGPT to be, plus you can layer some of your own training data on top of it. You can upload files and you can give custom instructions so that that GPT can be programmed to do some specific tasks for you that maybe happen on a recurrent basis. Or maybe you run a team and you have staff or team members who you want to be able to execute a specific task that they've been assigned consistently, or maybe in a voice that sounds like you. That's where custom trained GPTs come in super handy. Today, I'm going to talk about 4 ideas for custom trained GPTs that you can then go into your own account and create GPTs that do for you what we're talking about today. Marketing is ever evolving, and with the emergence of AI, the rate of change is faster than ever. Adapt quickly to AI-driven marketing strategies or risk falling behind. This is precisely why we've created the AI Marketing Academy, a 4-week virtual intensive tailored to integrate AI seamlessly into your marketing strategy. You'll start with unraveling the basics of AI, then you'll get to grips with essential AI tools. And finally, you'll learn how to incorporate these tools into effective real-world marketing tactics. Space is limited, don't miss your chance to be a part of the future. Now, the first custom trained GPT for you to consider making for yourself is a property description generator, whereby you program, that is, you instruct the GPT on how you want your descriptions written for your listings. Photo captions, the realtor remarks, variances in terms of maybe one listing description that's more appropriate for Zillow versus another portal based upon perhaps character limitations. All of those instructions or nuances can be crafted and composed into the instructions when you train the GPT. And what's really remarkable is you can then create conversation prompts where if you or a user, maybe a team member or a listing coordinator on your team, if they start the conversation prompt for MLS photos, that can then deploy a whole sequence of steps where maybe you can instruct the GPT to first ask questions. Please upload images you want captions for. And you can upload up to 10 images at a time in ChatGPT right now. And it can then run optical recognition to see the images and write the captions based upon your instructions. How many characters, what style of writing and so forth do you want included? And they can simply proof it and then upload more photos and continue the process. Another conversation prompt, for instance, could be if you're writing the realtor remarks for the MLS, or if you're writing perhaps a whimsical story for a social media post or a script for a voiceover virtual tour narration. Different conversation prompts whereby it has the means to tie into its own instructions and then understand, oh, when they click this button, they want to do this. And when they click that button, they want to do this. Streamline the way you're writing copy for all your listings. Make it faster, do it more, do it better, and it's going to scale your marketing. That's the first one. Now, the second custom trained GPT to consider making for your business is a review ghostwriter. And this one's going to require some delicate conversation. We're talking mostly about Google reviews, which are the most important reviews on the internet right now. However, Google becomes very suspicious of any business that seems to be too involved in its customers' reviews. Obviously, it has to be the customer who leaves the reviews, so we have to do this very carefully. I want you to imagine a scenario where you have a team and you have lots of agents selling houses and you want to streamline the process for how you're getting reviews from your team members, you could create a custom trained GPT that will walk every one of your agents through a specific protocol of what the best practices are around getting reviews. For instance, they open the link to the custom trained GPT that you've shared with them. There's a conversation prompt that they select and it says new review. And when they tap new review, the GPT's already been instructed to begin asking a series of questions so it can get the right facts and data to support what goes in the review. It asks like, what was the client's name? Who was the agent? Did they buy or did they sell? Where did they do it? All these types of questions that are relevant to the review. What's a unique story or aspect of the transaction that needs to be highlighted? And then it can craft the review. And you can even instruct it to not write and sound like an AI. For instance, one of the instructions in your custom trained GPT could be, I want you to copy and paste the last three reviews published on your Google Business profile so I can make sure that the review I'm about to write for you doesn't sound like any of those, so that you can keep Google feeling like it's more natural and not auto-generated. Now, obviously, you can't publish this review, but what you could do is send it to the consumer and say, hey, we've written a review that looks and sounds like this. What do you think of it? Do you want to change it? Are you comfortable posting it? And see what they do with it. This may not be something you want to try, and that's fine, but your instructions in the GPT could also tell it to infuse the right keywords so that you start ranking more often in your Google Business profile. So the review ghostwriter is another possible scenario of a custom trained GPT that could streamline the process and standardize the process of how your team generates reviews. Number three on the list is a social media content creator. A best way to train this is to talk about your menu of types of posts you share. So for example, on my Instagram, I have a menu of the types of posts I share, like buckets, you might call them. I have one that I call, for instance, tweet shots. They're basically screenshots of tweets. You could create conversation prompts where I say new tweet shot, and then it understands in its instructions an order of events or questions in order to get through building a next tweet shot. It could brainstorm with you, help you create captions, contextualize those captions to be more appropriate for different social media platforms, and help you go from A to Z, start to finish, in terms of crafting another tweet shot. I could tap another conversation prompt called Carousel, and it could then brainstorm with me on what the topic is and then help me actually craft the content itself for producing that next piece of content. You can massively streamline the creation process of content with ChatGPT, specifically custom trained GPTs. I think it's more of a dance. It's an IPO system is what it is. Input, process, output. You're the input. It applies its process. You times the AI together, produce an output that is beyond what you could have done alone. Tools like ChatGPT can massively enhance the ability to write better content and more of it and do it faster and save you lots of time. And again, part of what makes a custom trained GPT so special is you can upload extensive amounts of data. You can upload posts you've written before, example video scripts, and give it example after example after example so it knows what it's basing its outputs off of. It's gonna learn to sound more like you. This is where I think a custom trained GPT is so much more effective than just relying on GPT-4 as is. Because GPT-4 as is, it's only as good as what you tell it in that specific conversation, and then whatever it already knows from a large language model training standpoint. But if you create a custom GPT for creating content, you can enrich its responses so much by feeding it sample after sample, an example of what you want your content to look and sound like so that it can continue to replicate that into the future, helping you brainstorm and helping you write the content, write the blog, write the email, write the caption, and so forth. ChatGPT Plus with your custom trained GPT that can help you make content is a major time saver to scale your marketing with AI. Now, one more for good measure, a last custom trained GPT to consider making is an MLS data forecaster. So part of ChatGPT Plus is it gives you that little paperclip icon when you're inputting your prompts, when you're typing in your chatbot, where you can upload files. Files like CSV spreadsheets, for instance. Most MLSs, subject to MLS rules around how you can use their data, allow their users to export data. So theoretically, you could export MLS data in your local marketplace every month and then load the data in the knowledge section of your custom trained GPT so that every month it has updated figures in terms of what's happening in the real estate market so that it could then be programmed, that is to say, instructed on how to give you analysis and insights and forecasts based upon what's happening in the marketplace. I already know most MLSs have some kind of a quick snapshot for quick statistics or insights, But what you can ask GPT to do for you is nuts. You can ask for pricing trends, competitor analysis. You can ask for buyer personas. You can ask for so much information based upon the data you feed it. And where I think the custom trained GPT is so useful here versus just, you know, uploading the data from your MLS in one specific conversation every so often is you can continually feed it this month, next month, the next month, the next month. And so it just gets smarter and more learned, so to speak, over time with MLS data, thereby having more rich data to give you better insights on what's happening in your local marketplace to make forecasting and predictions. You can also upload other data sources. You can upload census data. You can upload infrastructure data that you might have access to in your city. You can upload economic indicator data. You can upload tax record data and enrich its understanding of MLS data based upon other data, help find the relationships that are there, and it can start to feed you prompts and insights and forecast about the market so you know how to talk to buyers and sellers more strategically and with greater expertise about what's happening in the market and where things are likely going based upon the data. Now, there you have it. Those are four specific custom-trained GPTs that could help to scale your marketing, that could help to run your real estate business for you on some level. I want to know in the comments, what are your ideas of custom-trained GPTs to scale your marketing? If you liked the ones I shared, great. If you didn't, what are your ideas? I want to hear from you. And until next week, thank you so much for tuning in to This Week in Marketing.